The first reading today, we hear about wisdom in a particular way, and yet the church gives us this reading regarding our Blessed Lady. And so as we prepare today, a day of penance, a day of fasting, a day of prayer, in preparation for our Blessed Lady's Assumption, we have this reading that lays out for us something quite astounding. We hear in the first reading that in me is all the grace for the way and the truth. In me is the way to life. Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. Regarding wisdom, it says, those who eat of me will hunger yet, and those who drink of me will still thirst. Jesus says, anyone who eats of me will no longer hunger, and anyone who drinks of me will not thirst. And so we see that it is our Blessed Lady in whom all the grace for the way and the truth and the life are present. She herself is not the way, the truth, and the life. But all the grace for that is within her. Anyone who comes to her is still going to be looking for something more because she is not God. And yet she is the way that leads to God. She is the means for us to have life. She is the one who directs us to the truth. So she herself is not the fullness of all, but her Son is. And so everything that God gave to her is in the fullness of what humanity can have, but not the fullness of divinity. Only in Christ do we have that fullness of divinity. But because she is the one whom God chose as the means for us to be able to have access not only to her Son, but also through him to eternal life, therefore he made her perfect. He made her without sin. Once again, if applying what it speaks about to regarding wisdom, applying that to our Blessed Lady, that anyone who learns from her will not sin. Well, if that's the case, if we would learn from her that we will not sin, no one can give what he doesn't have. She is without sin, and she teaches us how to live without sin. And so if we want to be able to grow closer to our Blessed Lord, grow closer to our Blessed Lady. If we want to know the way, and we want the truth, and we want the life, and only our Lord can give us those things, the means by which we have them is through our Blessed Lady. And so it is the key thing for us to understand the necessity of drawing near to her, and she will bring us to her Son. But it's not just a matter of bringing us to him. Her task as a mom is to form us. She will conform us to her Son. She will conform us to the truth. She will put us on the way. She will fill us with his life. She is the first one who was completely filled with that life. She is the one who completely embraced that truth. She is the one who walked along that way. And so she can teach us. She can form us. And so if we are struggling in whatever way, all we need to do is come to our Blessed Lady, and she will lead us to her Son. That's the key. She is the one who has already, in the fullness of her humanity, gone into heaven. We will celebrate that tomorrow. Body and soul, our Blessed Lady has gone to heaven. So she lived it, and now she lives the reward. And that is the same that is promised to you and me. If we are willing to walk along that way, if we are willing to live according to the truth, if we truly want divine life, we have one of our own who has already done it. who has shown us how to do it and will help us along that way. So yes, we need to go to our Lord. Only He can save us. Only He can bring us to eternal life. But He has given us the most sure and perfect way to do it, and that is through His mother. It is the way that God chose for Him to come to us. It is therefore the same way that God has chosen for us to go to Him. So what a beautiful thing that we have in the grace of God, not only that He has given us a mother, but that He has given us one who is absolutely sure, absolutely firm, absolutely perfect in every way that she could possibly be, to be able to be filled with complete and perfect charity for us. So none of these things does she keep for herself. It is not a matter of her looking at it and saying, it's mine and you can't have it. No, she's a mom. Everything she has is for us. So she wants us to have the way and the truth and the life. She wants us to be filled and no longer hunger and thirst. And she knows that there is only one place where that can happen, the same place where she found it, in the fullness of her divine Son. So come to her, already in heaven and yet still praying for us. Moms never stop being moms. And so as we prepare ourselves for this glorious feast tomorrow of our Blessed Lady's Assumption, we recognize for us still on earth what it is that this means, that she already has the fullness of life, and that that's exactly what she wants for us. And in the grace and mercy of God, she will provide that for us to teach us the way and the truth and the life, so that we will be filled with the very fullness of God.